And we're on the line. We've got a little bit of local news. Andrew Brown is on the line. He's the curator of an exhibition that's going to be on down at Mario's in Brunswick Street. 40 artists for 40 years. G'day, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you going, guys?
Good. We're good. Tell us all about it, because I'm an old stick, so I know about when Mario's actually opened its doors. I used to take my coffee at Baker's next door, and we would, what's this interesting new development?
Yeah, well, Baker's was, you know, it was kind of an institution before Mario's became an institution. And
yeah, except that Mario's lasted the distance.
Well, that's it. I think Baker's moved down the street a bit.
That's right, and disintegrated.
And disintegrated. Anyway, no, look, it's 40 years. I think it was 40 years, a month or so ago, that Mario's hit that, hit the 1986 when it started. And it started as a sort of, I think the Mario's wanted to do some catering after working as waiters in restaurants in the city. And they wanted to get out of working for somebody else and set up their own little business. So they found this this shop front there with a kitchen at the back and started a little catering sort of business.
Yeah, and it was very elegant, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they sort of realised that, oh, you know, people are actually coming in for coffee, because they had like a little sandwich bar there and things. And so they closed for a little while and reopened as kind of the Mario's that we know today after a little renovation. And I think, you know, it's kind of, they sort of brought a little bit of that, a sort of Italian brio sort of stylish, but also kind of a retro sort of feel, you know, waiters in, you know, like little waistcoats and, you know, nice table settings and things. But it also always had a kind of a raffish sort of edge. There's always a kind of a wink and a nod and raised eyebrow for the waiters.
Yeah, you don't want your waiters to be too... not entirely rude, but at least scathing.
That's right, yeah. And a lot of them were kind of, you know, out-of-work actors or, you know, artists or writers and things. So it kind of, as a result, it sort of attracted a sort of, a motley crew of local people that, you know, moved into the area like artists and taking over shop fronts. I love, you know, upstairs, living above shops and, you know, this sort of gallery starting to happen. So the idea of the show was...
Well, I know that from looking at it, in 1988 they did this wonderful thing. They actually gave their walls over to artists so that they could hang up their wares. What a great thing to do.
Yeah, well, they've been the two Marios, Di Pasquale and Macaroni, you know, they gravitated towards the artists, and they realised this would be a great opportunity to just do these rotating shows over the years, and they've continued to do that, and you know, not really charging commission or anything, just allowing this they work with a couple of people who give them a bit of advice and stuff, but and so over the years hundreds and hundreds of artists have had shows there, you know, every month or so. But with this show, we kind of had the idea, Mario and I were talking, this is Mario Macaroni, that we kind of honour some of the artists who have sort of become, you know, part of the furniture there. So there's, you know, there's been a history of, you know, groups of, you know, people meeting there, a bit like an artist, almost like it became an artist canteen at one point. And so what we've done is sort of tried to identify, it's called 40 Years, 40 Artists, but I have to say that it's kind of ballooned out a little bit, because the month word goes out, suddenly there's a lot of other people. And there's a limit to...
well, there's only so much wall space.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's a petite place, really, Mario. So we've kind of ballooned out by a little bit, to be honest. So it's going to be a nice tight squeeze, which will just make it as a you know, display. It'll be kind of very entertaining and diverse. And we're looking at lots of different generations, from even, you know, some people that have passed away in that period, all the way through to quite young, you know, hot young artists who call the cafe home. So. Really, it's about, you know, artists have had an enduring relationship with Mario's over the years, and kind of lively, hopefully, the look of it, yeah.
Do you think that kind of very established artistic community has any bearing on how the art's being kind of received by the audience that's engaging with it? Like, if you've got a group of people coming to see art in a space that they're always using and they're interacting with, and also artists producing art for a space that they are a part of, does that affect the art that's being produced and the way it's being received?
Yeah, possibly. Look, I think, you know, the thing about artists, it's kind of interesting. I'm on Solidarity Radio on The Breakfast Show because, you know, artists are sort of notoriously sort of individualistic and idiosyncratic. And I think, you know, often the exhibition experience is a chance for them to, you know, get out into the world because often they're sort of alone in their studio and they're not organized in the same sense that, say, you know, other workers are organized. So it's kind of, it's, and to be honest, like over the years, you know, Marez has, you know, a lot of amateur artists or artists who are part-time and have other jobs and things. So, you know, this is an opportunity for them, maybe people who are outside the gallery scene, you know, the more established gallery scene to get a,
Part of it is that it connected to Raw Studios. I noticed that Raw Studios, and of course, anybody who had any connection to Brunswick Street throughout its earlier period when it revived, because I mean, Brunswick Street's actually had many revisions. But from the 1980s revision, which is what we're talking about, Raw Studios was really important. It was up the road there.
Yeah, well, they were a key group. And we've got, I think we've got six of the Raw Studios artists included, which is great, including a beautiful little painting by David Larwell, who's passed away, you know, a number of years ago, but was one of the leading lights of, so we've got a really exuberant, great picture by David. And Sarah Faulkner and Karen Heyman and Mark Housen, I'm going through the list here, Mike Nichols, Mark Charlotte. So, they were, you know, certainly when we think of Brunswick Street in the 1980s, we think of Mario's, we think of Baker's and Rumbarella's and Black Cat and also Raw Studios and the galleries.
Yeah,
the galleries
that's exactly right.
Yeah,
and so tell me, are you having a an actual soiree to open the event, or is it just that people are going to go and buy their coffee and enjoy the view?
Well, this is the thing about kind of, it's always a bit of a melee at Mario's with openings because they basically continue to run their service that evening.
Yeah, that's right, because they've got an eye on the ball.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm not going to miss an opportunity to sell a bolognese. So, we're going to do something on the 23rd of June, which is Tuesday week, and basically people are going to start dropping in around 5, 5.30, and then, you know, there'll be the normal people, patrons coming along, so it'll just be a bit of kind of a pleasant melee, I think, and people checking out what's on the wall and... You know, all very, you know, convivial.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Thank you very much, Andrew, for getting up this morning on our Radiothon day and having a chat.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with the Radiothon. Fabulous.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.